Jules on My Talk 107.1. It's hour two, and we are here for you. It is that time in the show where we take your questions, so feel free to give us a call. If you want to talk shop, if you're trying to come up with the perfect gift idea for mom, 651-641-1071 is our number. And we would love to hear from you. I think, Mom, that we did have... Did we have any? Oh, you know what? We had one. The last email we got actually belongs to the Weekly Dishers. I can't help.
I sent it to them.
Oh, you did?
I sent it on to
them. Okay. Yeah. Wide noodles are not our expertise.
First I looked and I thought, is there some kind of pant that's called a wide noodle? And then as I read on, I thought, they got the wrong show.
No. Right. So, okay, we'll pass that along. But if you want to talk shop, if you're looking for places to go for gifts or ideas or local brands, 651-641-1071 is our number. And until then, a couple other things. I always like to, whenever we have news about wedding related things, I always put them in this segment because I feel like we tend to get so many wedding related questions. And I think that is something on people's minds as they get back out there and get in the swing of things. Well, there was news this week about a new bridal line.
Yeah.
You found this. That's kind of a genderless.
It's a non-binary.
Non-binary label called Queera.
Queera. And yes, I love it. And they're, I believe it's, I'm just trying to get here. Their handle on Instagram is Queera Wang.
I wonder how Vera feels about that.
I don't, probably she doesn't care.
That's kind of
but
funny.
But it's a Billy Porter approved look. And I think, you know,
Billy Porter wore one of the designs.
Yes.
So the designer behind this label, his name is Curtis Castle.
Yeah.
And these are, you know, I mean, they're kind of
they're
mashups.
Looking.
Yeah. Some of them are just really long jackets with trains and pants. They almost look like pajama pants.
Yeah.
You know, big sleeves, but on, you know, with... I mean, is that shorts or a skirt? I mean, they're just sort of like it mixes and matches everything you could possibly imagine.
I mean, they don't necessarily look masculine. They don't necessarily look feminine.
Yeah.
And he calls it kind of a Renaissance feel.
Right.
And
where is this going to be sold? Do we know?
It is going to be sold.
Yeah. Vogue never really cares about telling us practical things like how to actually buy something.
Well, obviously, we know what his Instagram handle is.
Yeah, just do that. Look it up on Instagram, Queera Wang. That's kind of funny.
I think that's probably the easiest way to find it.
I hope he doesn't get shut down for that.
Oh, I wonder if he's even talked to them about talked to her about it. But, I think that he said he likes the Renaissance feel. He said he refers to himself as a delusional romantic. And so he's... done things. They've got a modern touch, but you know, people like different things. And I think it's great that he's doing something like this.
Yeah. Very cool. Good to have new options, no matter what your idea of style and fashion and what you want to project is.
Yep.
Then Tiffany & Co., a very traditional brand, is debuting men's engagement rings.
And I think what's interesting about this is that this article that I was reading said that, you know, Tiffany was the one who came up with the Tiffany setting. Obviously, they're known for that. Back in 1837, the company was started. Yes, it definitely is. But now they're introducing their first men's engagement ring, which could start a whole new kind of thing.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they'd never done this before, frankly.
No.
That they've never done engagement rings for men. And engagement rings different than wedding bands because they've got diamonds in them.
Right.
They're
this is like one big diamond. The ring, it's a six, they say it's a six prong construction with a centered diamond in it. And what they've done on this one, though, they've set it a little bit differently. So it's inlaid. So it's, and the whole idea of it, they said instead of lifting the diamond above, they have the solitaire diamond inlaid to signal a bold new era of love. So,
I mean, I could see women liking these too. They're
well, I think they look more masculine.
The only thing I wonder, when you have the diamond set inside the metal like that, is it as sparkly?
I don't know. Maybe men don't want it to be quite as flashy. And the other thing I didn't quite understand, are they doing that, if that's an engagement ring, is that then if you got married, assuming you get married after you've been engaged, then do you put a wedding band on with it? Or do you then just, you know, like women do?
Or do you
transfer that to your other hand?
Not all women do, but...
And are they thinking of this for all men, or are they thinking this... more for the gay
population?
It's for
whoever wants it.
Whoever's getting engaged.
That's right.
Okay.
Whoever wants a diamond ring.
And who doesn't?
That's who it's for. They will sell it to anyone who has money.
Yeah.
That's the market.
They will
for
not
Tiffany.
Discriminate. Right. No. Absolutely.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. On a totally different note, there's really no good segue.
I know what you're going to talk about.
You do?
Well, because there's no good segue. You're going to talk about butts.
I was actually going to talk about squishy furniture your butt, but let's talk about your... You go first, Mom.
It's kind of similar.
Tell us about butts.
Well, they won't let me open it now. I can't. There seem to have been a great many butt implants in this last year. And if I could just
this is what
this
people were doing.
Up.
While they were telling you that
you
they were just sitting on the couch in quarantine, they were actually getting butt implants.
Yeah.
I can't access that. This is from The Cut, and
yeah,
I have
it won't
to admit,
let me access it.
Right, because you probably reached your article, Max.
Yeah,
we
but
really
I thought once
to,
you had it, you
no,
could open
we
it.
We really need to subscribe. But the apparently the number of breast augmentation surgeries and some of the other more traditional plastic surgeries, it has gone down
that
in the last
down.
Few years, but butt implants up way
well,
up.
Well, that's the idea.
Isn't that, I mean, I don't know. I wish somebody who's done it could call us.
I know
us.
Someone who's done it.
Yes, we know someone. But I mean, I it's just interesting
He's
to me that there are that
the
many
show.
People who want to do this. But I said all along that quarantine was a great time to take care of plastic surgery because you didn't have to be seen. You could just keep your Zoom screen off. Do a little nip, tuck, work, whatever you're having done.
And nobody would know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it is definitely, you know, but I just wonder, okay, I've got it open now, and I just wonder what it means, why, you know, people were so anxious to do this, but apparently close to 22,000 Americans had the procedure done.
Wow.
Compared to around 1,200 who had it done before this.
Crazy. So, I mean, is it because we're sitting more and you just want a bigger base? Is that it?
Yeah, Botox was down by 13% during this time because nobody was seeing.
Why
you got
waste
a mask
it?
On.
Why waste it? You could just use a filter over Zoom instead.
Yeah.
Saves you.
And just carry that around with you at all times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you're thinking about where am I going to put my augmented derriere, you might want to sink it into some squishy furniture.
Yeah, I was surprised about this. Had you been aware of this trend?
Not really. Do tell.
We all wore sweatpants, obviously, or we still do. And now we want our furniture to be equally comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they call bulbous, low-slung, super squishy furniture has become unbelievably popular. And some of these things were around like in the 1970s, and they are now coming back and having a more contemporary design to them.
Yeah.
Nate Berkus was quoted in this article because he says he has a Soriana sofa. I have no idea what that means. It's on the vintage market right now. It's almost impossible to get. He bought one that was installed in his New York family room before, obviously, he's always ahead of the curve. So before it got to be such a big deal. And he said in the last 3 years, you could have found them for $5,000, but now it's like $12,000 to $15,000.
Yeah.
And
So yeah. I think the for the rest of us who don't have Nate's shopping budget,
yeah.
It kind of reminds me of like
beanbag chips.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yes. It's like a very, very elevated version, but it's just the idea of like pieces that you literally sink into.
The main problem to me in looking at the pictures in this New York Times article is that I couldn't get down and then get up again. They're very low.
We would just have to leave
the ground.
There.
And if I did get down,
yeah.
I would just be there forever.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's like that episode of Grace and Frankie, which I adore, where Jane Fonda couldn't get off the toilet. And so she invented like a pulley system because yes. She didn't want to tell her younger husband that she couldn't actually get off.
Yeah. Good idea. So, yeah.
Kind of like that. Okay.
You can wear your sweatpants and sit on squishy furniture.
Now you know. Butt implants, squishy furniture, sweatpants. We've covered everything pretty much. And diamond engagement rings for men. Like, what more could you want in a segment? We've really covered it all. When we get back, it's time for the Tech Report. Thanks for tuning in to Shop Girls. You're just in time. You're listening to Shop Girls. As I said, I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony, and 18.
Yeah.
That means time for the Tech Report.
The internet, it's a series of tubes.
Time once again for Harmony's Tech Report.
You know what? There are things that we just don't even think about. We just use them and just assume they'll be there and all of that. And during the pandemic, we know toilet paper became like, oh, you know, there was a shortage and are we going to find it? And we never really thought about computer chips. Did you? Pringles,
gosh,
maybe, or other
regularly.
Potato chips, but
no.
Not computer chips.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you were looking for a new car, it might be something that you would think about.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there has been a real shortage of computer chips. And they are essential. We know that they're essential for electronic brains and, you know, to make smartphones and cars and all of that. But it's one of the reasons that car manufacturing has been stalled. It's why rental cars are harder to find.
Mm-hmm.
But it also makes a difference in other industries as well, because chips are used to track milk production of dairy cows, to make sure produce in trucks stays at the right temperature, all of these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And a modern.
So, are you jumping into production?
Well, it's, yes, people are.
Okay.
Yeah, no, this is not a funny
thing. She's making a very serious face.
I am,
you guys.
And I wish you would not interrupt this. In fact, I realized as I was researching this that I believe it was Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes did an interview with the head of Intel, because Intel seems to be the only American company that makes computer chips. And that's why it's a real problem, because it's China where all of these come from.
Mm-hmm.
The production of $50,000 cars are being held up because of the lack of a $1 computer chip. That's what they cost. They can't get enough of them.
Crazy.
And so, well, it is. And so some places have started to produce those instead of other things. And other companies are realizing that this is something important to get into in America, and that we can't just depend on. There's Ireland and Taiwan and Israel that give a lot of government incentives to make the chips.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, Intel is the biggest American company, and they just need to have more chips made.
Okay.
So young people now, as you were saying, and it is true, they're starting where they were looking at software startups in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They are now starting chip companies because of the importance.
Yeah, I wish I knew how to do that.
Yeah, I know it.
Great.
Do you think you could try?
You start with like some tin foil? I'm trying to think what I have around the house.
Not sure that would work, but okay.
Okay.
So Google is going to take a significant step to help keep your accounts more secure.
Mm.
They're going to enroll people in the two-factor authentication by default. And they said they will soon start enrolling people in this two-step verification if your accounts are appropriately set up. So, and once it's enabled, you'll get a prompt on your smartphone to verify that an attempted login with the Google account is legitimate.
What is new about this?
You have to have two. You can't just get
it. It's a have to. It's not a if you want to.
Well, you are going to have to set it up, right? But okay. Yeah, I mean, it obviously makes sense. It's important that your account is safe now more than ever.
Yes.
So the other thing that Google, I talked about some weeks ago, how they are going to end the free photo storage that has been a wonderful thing. But as of
June, you were touting that. You told us all to switch over to it. Great. And now what are we going to do?
Then they got to the point that they said, we're not going to give this away for free anymore. So as of June 1st, it will not be free. But the important thing is that until then, you can upload all your pictures and videos before they get to their 15 gigabyte cap. So I would suggest that if you want to take advantage of that, you better do it now. June 1st will be here rather soon.
What are you telling us we need to do?
To upload your pictures to Google. It's
and then we
free
won't get
right
charged
now.
For it.
Right. Until June 1st. After June 1st, you will get charged. And if you need more storage, it's after June 1st. The prices start at $2 per month for an extra 100 gigabytes. But right now, you don't have to pay that.
Could you help me with this? So I keep getting messages for Google that like I'm reaching my capacity. I'm always reaching capacity.
Yeah.
But I've been deleting
stuff.
On your
photos, you mean?
Well, it's everything. It's all my Google, like my email, documents. You know, I mean, I use all of it.
Yeah.
And I've been deleting stuff and it doesn't seem to make a dent in it. Nothing happens.
Well, you must have so much on there. That's why. That happened to me with
this
Apple.
This is your help.
Right.
Thanks.
And with Apple,
thanks,
I pay really 99 helpful. Cents a month.
Yeah.
But 99 cents is better, you know, than $2.
Yeah. I pay for Apple Store. I don't even know what I'm storing.
It's okay. Don't tell anybody. I don't really know. Anyway, okay. So Bobbi Brown Cosmetics. We always like things about cosmetics, right? Mm-hmm. We still aren't ready to have the physical experiences, you know, of makeup help in stores.
Okay.
So they've now partnered with Perfect Corporation to launch personalized online beauty consultation. Some others have done this too. Mm-hmm. But so they will provide virtual try-ons of their products using augmented reality and artificial intelligence. And it'll pair you with a makeup artist who will help you to find the right products. They'll recommend what is good for you. This will be available to U.S. consumers through their mobile website. So that's how you go about getting it. They're trying really to bring the in-person shopping experience to you online because that's their only choice right now. So, and besides the partnership that Perfect Corporation has with Bobbi Brown, they've also collaborated with Mineral Fusion and Whole Foods, and that's to provide cosmetic testing tools in stores that won't involve contact. And Groupon, do I have time for this? I think I do. Groupon, I feel like Groupon is such an old thought. I mean, do people still use Groupons much? Remember when that was like the big thing to go to?
Yeah, yeah.
What they're doing, they've come up with a new user experience for select mobile app and web users in the U.S. and Canada to highlight their new inventory and to get you to make repeat purchases. And it's a redesign, and it includes personalized recommendations. And instead of just having all of these things and saying, this is what you can get, they'll personalize it so that things that you are likely to want or that you would buy again will come to you.
Very good.
Oh, you're done.
You're done.
Okay.
Yep. When we get back, a preview of the auto show. That's next. Listening listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Well, guess what's coming up? We are getting back to some of our annual events. The Twin Cities Auto Show is coming up. It starts next week. And here with the preview, it's going to look a little different. I think it sounds like loads of fun. I'm actually really looking forward to this new auto show. And here to tell us more about it is Mary Valine. Did I say that right, Mary?
You sure did. Thank you, Allie.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Mary, you are the manager of the Twin Cities Auto Show, so you must know all. Tell us, so you're moving it to the state fairgrounds.
Yes, we did. We had to make a decision kind of early on in order to do all of the planning. So we brought it outdoors. Capacities have been lifted, but still it'll be fresh air,
sure.
Lots of space for everybody. And then it allowed us, kind of the bonuses, we get to try some new things. I mean, we have cars, so we get to move them a little bit more and demonstrate a little more. So it's going to be good.
And you get state fair food with it.
Oh my gosh. We're so excited. We have just an abundance of vendors that have opened. Last time I counted, there were 17.
Wow.
So much great spare food to take advantage of and enjoy. We're excited about that.
That's really fun. And in a way, it's like, I feel like it's created this whole new opportunity where some of these vendors can get other events, not just during state fair time, but it makes it really fun that you can go to the auto show and you can get, your cheese curds or whatever while you're out there. So the dates are May 15th to the 23rd. Should people be buying tickets in advance, Mary?
Yes, I would. You save $5 when you buy online. And, we are encouraging social distancing. So, buy online and then you don't have to wait in the line. You get right through. And we've really embraced the fairgrounds to make it make sense for everyone. We've created neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. So we have a lifestyle neighborhood, a fun neighborhood. And the fun neighborhood is loaded with family activities, bouncy houses and play systems and lots of fun things for families to do. We have a luxury neighborhood, outdoor adventure. I would buy online so you can just get in and start having some fun.
Okay, and I don't mean to, I really want to talk about cars, and we're going to do that in just a minute, but I just need to say that the deep fried pickles are going to be open. Perfect Pickle.
Oh, you'll be there.
Tom Thumb Mini Donuts, Sweet Martha's Cookies is going to be open, the original cheese curds, Pronto Pop, like some of the real classics are going to be open. So that is so much fun.
I have two questions before you jump in again.
Okay.
First of all, when you buy tickets, is it for a specific day?
Originally we were doing it that way. But we now that the governor has lifted restrictions on outdoor events, our events, you should be able to buy a ticket for any day. And even if you did buy a ticket in the past for a particular day, your ticket will be valid any day.
Okay. And is there a limit to the number of people that can be there? Or since it's outside, is it whoever comes?
That's correct. It's open to everybody. Just like the Twins now can fill their stadium, we can now have as many people as we can get into the fairgrounds. But, it's still so much more space than we were offered in the convention center.
Oh, sure.
So we'll still have lots of room.
Sure. And outside, which feels really good. So, okay, Mary, let's talk cars, right? That's what it's really all about. So I know you guys always have some of the coolest, newest kind of futuristic things. What are you particularly excited about this year?
Oh, goodness. So we will have some of the fast cars. I happen to be a fan of the Corvette, so we will have the brand new Corvette there. I haven't seen too many of them. I also love Jeeps, and we have the new Grand Wagoneer. A lot of people have been waiting for a third row Jeep, and I know that you were recently in the market, Allie, I heard.
So, Mary, I was going to say, so this was my car buying experience. I mentioned this last week. Tell me what you think of this, and I know that this isn't exactly your angle. I don't want to put you on the spot, but what I was saying is I was out looking for cars, went to a bunch of different dealerships, and I felt like, the old-fashioned, kind of like stereotype that we have of the really high pressure car sales. I don't know where they are because nobody seemed to care if I bought a car or not. Nobody followed up with me. Nobody cared.
Well, I think they have taken commission away in a lot of things. So good and bad, maybe. I don't know. But I do think if you're into comparison shopping, I hate to sound like a stick, but I guess I will. The auto show is the best place to go.
Oh,
I mean,
totally.
We do line them up.
Yep.
We don't have a lot of sales reps on the floor. It's mostly product specialists. So these are people that are educated on the cars, but they come from maybe Detroit or something. They have nothing to do with the sale. So it really is a non-selling environment.
Yes.
So you can, you know, if you're in the market for like your maybe, you know, a two, four-seater SUV or something, you can look at all of them in one place and really get good information.
It really is about information gathering. Yeah. And you're right. And in that sense, it's a lot easier these days because the information you get online is the same. It, you know, it used to be so, you know, you never know what kind of deal you could get or how much to negotiate. Yeah. And that pressure, now it's kind of all out there.
Right. Well, and if you're short like me, I got to get in the car and make sure I can see over the dash.
Like, I know how that goes.
We know that feeling. Yep. For sure. We know that feeling.
Okay, so it's convenient.
Besides Jeep, are there other brands that have, you know, that are debuting new things that you think people are going to be excited about?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking forward to seeing the full-size Bronco that's been in development and then slowed down because of COVID. But it is at our show, and it will be on display for people to see and check out. So that's a big, exciting thing. You know, and electric vehicles continue to be very interesting. That that vehicle continues to change rapidly in the amount of distance that the vehicles are going, the technology. Go ahead.
You're going to have a whole neighborhood in all of these neighborhoods that you're doing at the auto show at the fairgrounds. One of the neighborhoods is all about electric vehicles.
Yeah. So it's such a fascinating technology. And then you know, most of the manufacturers are banking on this being the future.
Right.
So XL Energy, of course, embraces that and encourages and really supports all of it. So they've got, they're the sponsor of that neighborhood, and they set up a garage, and then they park a vehicle in there, and they've got a charging unit, and they really talk to you about how easy it is to modify your home to accommodate electric vehicles.
How far away are we, do you think, from, you know, electric cars really being commonplace?
I think they are.
Well, that's anyone's guess, but if you talk to manufacturers, a lot of them are they're thinking, you know, 2025. That's kind of what I hear is a big year.
One of our biggest, you know, I think a lot of us still think like, well, you have to be able to buy a Tesla to get into an eco-friendly car. Or, I mean, obviously the Prius has been doing it for years and years, but I was so delighted to see that now the RAV4 is available in hybrid, the Highlander, the Hyundai is doing hybrids on Santa Fe and on Tucson. I mean, a lot of them are doing it.
Absolutely. No, there really is a lot. Even the Jeep Wrangler. I didn't even know that. I learned that it was coming to the auto show. So they are popping up in an abundance.
It has to be more and more popular because even at Target, small Target on Highway 100, they've got
the charging stations.
I mean, they really do. Yeah. Wow.
Yep. Yep.
So it's obviously out there.
Yeah. Very cool. Now, Mary, one of my favorite things to do at the auto show is always that, like the roller coaster, you know, course, the obstacle course that Jeep does. Are you able to recreate any of those kinds of things outside at the state fair?
Yes, we have a truck track. And so when I say truck, I don't mean pickups. I mean light trucks, so crossovers, SUVs. And so we'll have Volkswagens and Kias and Hyundais and Nissans, and you can get in them. And we have drivers that'll give you a ride. Might not be quite the roller coaster, but it is a really good shopping experience. Mm-hmm. And we do have trailers available. So if you're the type that wants to know what you need to tow your boat or your fun you can learn how to tow it, and the drivers will help you understand the features and what you need. So we do have that on site, and then we have some fun stuff. It's not a roller coaster, but it's a monster truck. You know, we've all seen Monster Jam, but we actually have a monster truck that will crush cars and do some fun shows. But you can actually ride in the back of a monster truck at our show. And I don't think anyone's ever done that in Minnesota.
Wow.
So that'll be fun. That's a hoot.
Totally. Why are we all so fascinated with monster trucks? What is the appeal?
They're just cool.
They're just How do you get in it? Do you have to be tall to get in it?
Yeah, Mom.
They're not trying to be serious.
You'd need a ladder, right? Yeah. You would need a ladder.
We will have a ladder for you.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. I'm going to bring you, Mom. I'm going to get you a ticket just so I can see you get into the monster truck.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
You should. It's good for all ages, I hear.
Mary, are we unique in this market? I mean, are other cities figuring out, you know, moving their car shows to state fairgrounds and things like this? How unique is this?
We are super unique. Unfortunately, a lot of auto shows have had to cancel again in 2021. Chicago used to be a 9 or 10 day run. They're down to 3 days. So we have kind of pulled off something that a lot of people are watching and very fascinated in. We have a lot of people from around the country flying in to see how we did this.
I think it's going to be a big hit. And yet we're onto something.
Yeah.
You know, I watch the commercials, right? And you see these trucks climbing up mountains or they're going through rivers. And yet when we show them at the auto show, they're always in these pristine environments. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see how it helps. You know, these are cars in their natural element.
We've got
roads we can safely drive and do test drives on and really experience them.
And we are unique and we're thrilled to be open. Well, that's cool. Well, I mean, congratulations to you. And let's be honest, it's always really fun and exciting when you get to drive on the state fairgrounds. You feel very special.
And parking's free.
Yes.
Free, when you come.
Free parking. Actual state fair food, including Sweet Martha's, and all of these new cool cars to check out in one place. Sounds like a guaranteed hit to me. The dates are May 15th to 23rd. We wanted to tell you this week so that you can plan accordingly for next weekend. Get your tickets. That might be something to get for Mom, too. Right, Mary?
Along with a new car.
There you go. I think that's a great idea.
You drive a hard bargain.
You can bring the whole family.
Yes.
Strollers are welcome. We have lots of entertainment. It's good. And you know what? We're ready to get back out.
Yeah.
No, it should be fun.
Glad you're able to do it. If you want more information, we'll put a link up, but it's TwinCitiesAutoShow.com. Mary, thanks for the inside scoop. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Allie and Harmony. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck next week. When we get back, a few more stories, sales, some news about Juliana Rancic, and we'll give you your steals and deals. Don't go away.
Looking fine, sipping wine, dancing, no club couches.
Kind of catchy, I'm gonna admit it. I'm just gonna say it. Megan Thee Stallion with Maroon 5.
Yeah, cute. That's the first time I've heard it, actually.
Well, thanks for listening to Shop Girls, everybody. If you missed any of the show, you can always go back and download the podcast. We'd love it if you do it and give us a thumbs up, 5-star, whatever. Highly recommend while you're at it, because that really helps the show and we really appreciate it. You can find it on any major podcast platform, on Podcast One, and of course by just going to mytalk1071.com. So, wrapping up a couple details before we talk about where to go shopping this weekend. So this is some news posted on Instagram. Juliana Rancic says that after 20 fabulous years of hosting E's red carpet, she has decided to step out of her red carpet heels and into a new pair of shoes.
Oh, clever way of putting it.
Indeed. She says, one of my passions is great storytelling.
Isn't it everyone's?
And yeah. I am thrilled to announce a new development deal with E's parent company, NBC Universal, where I will be producing and bringing stories to life.
You know, I guess there's so many streaming services and all now that they just can't even get enough content. But everybody's doing that. I just read that Serena Williams signed a contract. I don't know if it was with Peacock. I can't remember which one.
What is she going to do?
She's going to develop and tell her stories.
Oh.
There will be a documentary first about her own life.
I've already watched the documentary about her life. There's going to be another one.
Apparently.
She tells her story there. It was on HBO, I think.
I don't know. But she's going to do one and then she's going to develop other stories. Everybody wants to tell stories. Why don't we have a contract to do that?
Well, hello. I mean, this has kind of been my whole career is telling stories.
No, but we don't have a contract like with NBC and develop them and make lots of money.
Could you work on that this week?
Sure. I'm kind of busy. My tech field. Yeah, I'll check
yeah
on
exactly.
I'll be making chips this week. Actually.
Well, I wonder who will replace her if one of those people that they keep behind the desk will be allowed to come down onto the carpet.
None of them have the ability, I don't think. I'm not impressed with any of them.
Hmm.
But that's just my take.
Look, it is not an easy job.
No,
it isn't.
We miss Joan Rivers.
We've made a lot of fun of Juliana through the years. We judge her. We analyze her. It's not nice. It's not fair. And she really does know her stuff. And it is hard.
No, she knows how to do it.
You've got to look amazing. You've got to have, any misstep you make is analyzed and tweeted and covered, you know.
What happened
endlessly
to Ryan Seacrest doing them?
Yeah,
is he just too
that
busy with other things? Because he's really good at it too. I mean,
yes, it's just that you've got to be quick enough. First of all, you've got to know who the people are and recognize them, right? I mean, yes, they're queuing you, but
people,
I know, but sometimes you run into things where it's not
you
on a cue card.
Study before.
Totally.
You have to prepare just as we prepare. From day one, from the moment the show is over,
that's right.
We prepare for next week.
That's right. Right? We know.
So it's
we know what that's
thing
like. And to be in heels and looking glammed up as we do every Saturday
week
morning.
Every week.
Do you people realize what we go through?
Yeah. It's not easy.
Yes.
No.
So, well, best of luck to Juliana.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Were there some other, I feel like there were a couple other odds and ends that we hadn't gotten to. Was there?
I can mention Zara. Mm-hmm. Zara is now going to launch a beauty line so that they can dress you from head to toe. They are going, this will launch on May 12th online and in select stores.
Okay.
And they're going to be doing, everything from lips, eyes, face, nails, the whole bit.
Huh.
And they do have, like 100, the collection launches over 130 colors.
Mm.
And so, they're doing this big.
Okay.
And prices will be from $8 to $26 with refill starting at $5.
Wow.
So there's
all right
that.
Well, let's do a couple steals and deals. Mentioned earlier that I Like You is moving. I still can't find it, you guys, but I'm pretty sure someone called in. Thank you for that. Their new location is going to be like at 19th and Johnson, staying in Northeast. But here's the deal. Tomorrow's the last day you can go to their current location on First Avenue Northeast. They are also selling. Their new spot is going to be a little smaller, so they're selling a lot of like tables and furniture. They've got like a floor sample sale going on. They've got a lot of it on social media. If you follow them on Instagram or Facebook. But if you're looking for a table or a cabinet, you might find a really good deal on something. So you might want to check that out. You looked like you were going to... Oh, did you want to tell about Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
And just give the scoop on that?
Yeah, except I just lost it because they're going to do their...
Not like we're under the gun on time or anything. That's just fine.
What'd you say?
You just look for it. Take your time.
No, I've got it, but it's always been... No, they're moving it up.
Okay.
So it'll be good for back to school. And it used to be in mid-July.
Mm-hmm.
And they're moving it up, but I can't find where.
Mm.
I don't know. It's going to be the early. Wait a minute. This is ridiculous.
Yes.
It'll take place in the second quarter. The three-month period starts in April, ends on the last day of June. So that'll be the earliest Prime Day that is been held because it's usually July and August. So it will be earlier this year. So you can plan on that and it'll be good for back to school and all that kind of stuff.
If your mom is the type who would like nothing more than a clean house and you are looking for, say, a Roomba.
Oh.
There are some offers this weekend, $450 off some vacuums. So, yeah, they're not
that
cheap.
That would be cool to have.
Yes. But that might be something to check out. Best Buy is also doing a three-day sale this weekend with markdowns on laptops and appliances.
Oh.
So, yes, another one to try. And a couple others, Sephora. If you're shopping on Sephora this weekend, use code PICKUP. PICKUP, and you'll get 10% off when you place a curbside pickup order.
Oh.
So might as well, right?
Yeah, why
worth
not?
It to do that. I'm excited to get over and check out Curly Girl, the new boutique in Minneapolis that opened. They're open select Saturdays, and I believe this is one, but you should go on their website and check it out first. It's called Curly Girl. And it is a new shop, and I've seen some pictures, and it looks just adorable.
Where is it? I've heard of it, but I don't. Maybe I've heard of it from you.
It's in It's 38th Street in Minneapolis, 2705 38th Street.
Okay.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day
to you, Mom.
And to you, honey.
Okay. Have a good weekend, all. We'll catch you next Saturday.